So here with Janelle Brzezinski. Janelle, what do we have on tap for our listeners today?
Well, we're really excited to welcome the team from FlexTech Novi, FlexTech Brighton. They're partner with CS Partners. That's their management organization. And sharing a little bit about what makes their programs at their school unique, some of the passion that they see in their students, where they highlight project-based learning, and certainly why they were chosen for the 2019 Innovation and Vision Award at the center's annual conference by their colleagues. So it was a great interview, a lot of great insights from a team that you can tell is really passionate about education.
And we're excited to have that Innovation and Vision Award in 2020 that we'll be offering at the annual conference. So stick around to the end and you'll hear more details about that. Glad that you're joining us and looking forward to sharing this conversation with the FlexTech High Schools.
Welcome to Charter Central, a podcast for education leaders.
Welcome to Charter Central, a podcast for educational leaders, brought to you by Central Michigan University, a leader in educational choice and quality. Welcome, Janelle Brzezinski, my partner here in the podcast today.
Hi, Orlando. Glad to be here for another episode and looking forward to talking to some of our partner schools today.
That's right. And we have FlexTech Brighton and FlexTech Novi, the team from CS Partners here. The winners of the 2019 Innovation and Vision Award, which was the inaugural Innovation and Vision Award.
Yeah, something new that our office did last year, certainly at our annual conference, gave our schools a platform to really share what makes them unique. We know that all of our partner schools are doing awesome work every day, and we really wanted to give a spot to showcase the great work that you're doing. So we're excited to have here today the winners of that award, both of our Novi and Brighton FlexTech locations, and Sarah as well, that works with both, and our school leaders. So we're excited to kind of dive in and learn a little bit more about what makes you innovative and what your vision is, and why your colleagues chose you, as it was a vote of our conference attendees, of why your colleagues chose you for this honor this year. So we're excited to have you guys here today. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited.
Yeah, so we want to welcome Nick Wassmer, who is the administrator at FlexTech Brighton.
Hi, good morning.
Kim Olson, the administrator at FlexTech Novi.
Hi, good morning.
And Sarah Pazer with CS Partners.
Hello.
So thank you guys for joining us today. Congratulations on the award. Can you tell us, Kim, I think FlexTech Novi was the second FlexTech. FlexTech Brighton was the original school. Can you tell us a little bit about FlexTech Novi?
Yes, so FlexTech Novi, I guess because Brighton was doing so well, we opened up FlexTech Novi 7 years ago. Currently, we have about 240 students at FlexTech Novi and growing. We have a huge waiting list, and we are working on moving into a bigger building at the time. But there's just a lot of really amazing things happening at FlexTech Novi. And if I could shout out every single teacher and student there, I would, but we don't have time for that. But in the works right now, we're just, you know, prepping for SAT testing, which I think is probably at the top point of most people in education today. They're all working on that right now. And we are just really excited about the great things we have coming.
Yeah, and there's a lot that makes the FlexTech High Schools unique, and certainly highlighting those aspects is what got you this honor. Nick, can you share a little bit more about really the different kind of educational model that FlexTech has, the flexibility for their students, and kind of the focus on project-based learning?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're really trying to position ourselves as being the exemplar for project-based learning in the region. You know, we go to schools like High Tech High out in California. We want to be that school for Michigan and that area. the Midwest. So what project-based learning is to us is providing students with voice and choice, presenting the content in a way that they see a real-world connection, and they're able to kind of design their own learning to incorporate their own skills, their own passions, while still maintaining and achieving the standards and competencies that we've written that are connected and aligned with the Michigan Merit Curriculum.
Yeah, and can you give us an example of, I know there's a million great examples of projects and different ways that you put this into action and see the great work of your students every day. Can you give us an example for the listeners of what that might look like in practice for a student?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, there's a busload of our youth entrepreneurs headed up to Flint, where they are learning more about entrepreneurship. And those students are actually working, all of our economic students are working to design business plans for vacant lots in the greater Brighton area. So our teacher, Kelsey Combs, has partnered with the Brighton Chamber of Commerce, and they've identified vacant buildings and lots in the area, and students are actually working to develop business models and pitches for what to do with those spaces, and they'll bring them to the Chamber of Commerce. So that's a community-based, real-world-oriented project that helps students see the value in what they're learning in an economics class.
Yeah, and I'm sure, too, that some students come with a passion for a certain topic, but certainly I'm sure that you've seen maybe a project kind of spark a new passion for a student. Do you see that often in the work at your school?
Absolutely. Something that we strive to do is not only make it real world, but also try to make projects integrated when possible. So in our first year academy, which is comprised mostly of ninth graders, we're actually connecting math, English, science, and social studies to build one cohesive project. And the intent there is maybe math isn't your favorite subject, but if we frame it in the context of global conflict, then maybe that will spark your interest and you can see how math could somehow apply to the need for fighting for resources in a region.
So Sarah, I understand that you guys really focus on five pillars that make up or provide direction to how these schools are, the direction that they take. Can you talk a little bit about those five pillars and what they mean to you?
Sure. Nick just elaborated on the first one. So project-based learning is really the foundation of our curriculum. So our students are solving real-world problems, and they're coming up with solutions in a way that's integrating content knowledge, but also 21st century learning skills. So our students are working on things like communication and collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking. That is the foundation of project-based learning. Our second pillar, I would say, is community partnerships. And that also goes hand in hand with project-based learning, because if students are solving real problems that have meaning in the community that can make the world around them a better place, if they provide a solution to the problem, then that's where the real learning happens. So we want students grappling with big, messy problems that are interdisciplinary and like rooted in a real world concern. The next is student agency, and I know Kim is going to elaborate a little bit more about some of the things happening at Novi around agency, but this is about giving students voice and choice and control over their education. So they have an investment in the school because they're making real decisions about things that affect them. So we have advisory boards and we have students leading students. It's an organization where students are coming up with clubs or programs to address needs in the school community. So students have a lot of investment in their education. The third pillar is relationship building. The fourth pillar is relationship building. And we have what's called an advisory program. So we pair a adult advocate with a cohort of students, and that adult follows the student all 4 years through their high school experience, and they're that, you know, that advocate that helps the student make sense of high school and figure out their path after high school, and they're there to provide support with social and emotional learning and helping students, you know, thrive in the high school setting and then beyond. And then our last pillar is 21st century education. And this is where we focus a lot on blended learning. So we understand that in the 21st century, students need to be literate with technology. They need to understand how to be resourceful. So we have other tools and things that they have access to at FlexTech, a maker space where they're using 21st century like industry standard tools to build and make things and help them solve problems in their projects. So those are the five main pillars that really define us in how we're innovative.
So Kim, Sarah talked about student agency. I feel like project-based learning, community partnerships, relationships, 21st century learning, like a lot of folks can get their mind around what those things might mean. Tell us what it means, what student agency, voice and choice means for you all at FlexTech Novi.
All right, so as we've mentioned, or maybe we haven't mentioned, but our motto is happiness is the right high school. And we are often asked what brings students to FlexTech? Like, why would my child want to come to FlexTech? And I think when we ask our students that question, the answer is a resounding, like, I have so much choice here in what I do and how I do it. We are project-based learning. And, you know, the teachers will present a project to the students, but the students have the opportunity then to kind of redefine what the outcome of that project is going to look like or what the deliverable is going to be. And a big piece of that is in how that makes it more relevant for that student. So we really want our students to feel ownership of their learning. Some of the really amazing pieces that tie into student agency at FlexTech, one of them being Project Showcase. So at the end of each semester, our students get to choose one of the projects that they've worked on, and it can be from any class that they've been working on that semester. And so what they do is they create kind of a little summary of the project, and all of the students get dressed up. And at Project Showcase, we invite all of our community members and parents to come in and kind of have like this big event, kind of like being inside of a museum, but an interactive one, because the students get to stand around their projects and get to talk about kind of, you know, from ideation all the way through the deliverable of the experience that they had with that project and why it was meaningful to them. And so that's a big piece of the student agency. Another piece of student agency is in our student senior year, they do a senior chronicle. And for that senior chronicle, they get to discuss different projects that have had an impact on them throughout high school. And then because of their experiences at FlexTech, they've gotten the opportunity to lay out kind of a 1-year, 3-year, 5-year post-graduation plan. And that's something that our students are really excited about, because when they leave us even, they have kind of an ownership of where they're going. And that's so important for us, that all of our students have kind of an idea of what happens next, rather than just, you know, oh, I have my diploma and now what? And so that's a really big piece of student agency. And then one other thing that I wanted to kind of tie in with our student agency piece is with intercession. So at the end of each semester, around the same time as Project Showcase, our students get to choose from a variety of mini courses that our teachers offer instead of taking the end of semester exams, because since we're competency-based education, our students are constantly being assessed over their knowledge and mastery of the competencies. So during that last week of each semester, they get to choose these mini courses that our staff members offer, where they can learn a variety of different things, whether they are exploring downtown Detroit or Grand Rapids, whether they are learning how to use a barbecue and check the temperature of meats, whether they are making murals for a client, and the client is giving them ideas for the mural, and then they're having to kind of work with the client on how it's going to turn out. We're trying to give them life experiences while they're still in high school, and that's one piece of that where they get to really own those projects and what they're doing in those mini courses. And so there's just so much relevance there, and for them that is so incredibly meaningful.
And have you seen some of that where that really like sparks an interest in some of those more real world examples of that, they kind of just take it then and run with it?
Oh my gosh, yes. Our kids are like, this is awesome. Like, I can go and do this. Like, I can actually make a career out of this. I can make things, I can create things, and I can sell things just based on what they've learned and what they've done in their programs. So.
Yeah, and Sarah, you kind of highlighted that you do have a makerspace opportunity for the students. Can you talk a little bit more about what that looks like and how that integrates into some of the projects that they can do?
Sure, so a makerspace is a shared space where we have kind of STEM or engineering type tools for students to use to create things for their projects. So for instance, we have a laser engraver, a large format poster printer, a t-shirt press, we've got some other things. But so those are some of the main tools that we've taught students how to use. And we really try to work it in as a way for them to learn the skills of iteration, like Kim was talking about. It's like trial and error, trying something out, building, trying again, failing, trying again. So that's kind of like the foundation of what the maker culture is about, tinkering. So we really want students to learn the value of experimentation, having to fail, get feedback, try again to make it better. And I think that's really what the maker space does for students in their projects. And they get to make really cool things too. So we've had students use the laser engraver to create chess boards that they then gave to the Children's Hospital for children who have leukemia. So they created things to keep children occupied while they were kind of suffering through that. So that was like one example of using the tool as a way to give back to the community.
That's awesome. And you bring up the word community. Certainly you mentioned one of your pillars being community partnerships. Nick, is there anything in that space at the Brighton location that you want to share a little bit more about? I know you guys have some great community partnerships there in that area.
Yeah, so I've already touched a little bit on our connection with the Chamber of Commerce. Something that we're doing right now is a partnership with a program called Daniel Song. And so they're actually working with our students to help them to get an OSHA certification. So it's a nonprofit that was founded by some parents who lost their son Daniel, but in his memory created this partnership with schools that will help up to 40 students get an OSHA certification. So last year we had about 39 students go through the OSHA 10 certification, which sets those students up to more quickly get jobs that require that OSHA certification. This year we're also offering an OSHA 30, so that's the 30-hour certificate. And so really positioning our students to have opportunities for success with that certificate that they can actually take right away and use to get jobs or get into programs that they otherwise would have to, you know, might not be the first choice just because they're young. So that's one such partnership. We're building on that concept of developing advisory boards that are career specific. So developing pathways in the arts, in technology, in business, and the skilled trades. And with each one of those advisory boards, we comprise those of industry professionals. So this is something that we're developing right now. And those industry professionals will help voice what the skills are that they're looking for in high school graduates so that whether they're going on to a post-secondary option, an apprenticeship, or directly into a field, we're preparing our students to be successful in those paths.
Nick, that sounds really exciting, but I have to imagine that for our parents listening, and they may have an eighth grader and they're thinking, but my eighth grader doesn't know what he wants to do. Sure. Can you talk a little bit about how you guys bring those ninth graders along and kind of help them find their path in education?
Absolutely. So this year, something new that we did at Brighton was launch our first year academy, and that is intentionally designed to be an exploratory year. So in the morning, the students are taking the academic focus classes with integrated projects. And then in the afternoon, they take a class called Project Flex. And then that gives them exposure in a marking period at a time to some of the makerspace tools. So 3D printing, laser engraving, and then they also learn Photoshop, filmmaking, film editing, culinary arts, website design, and coding. And so through a crash course in each one of those different areas, students not only learn how to present their projects in different ways throughout their high school career, they're also getting exposure to potential career paths. So we very intentionally do design our program to be the first 2 years to be exploratory, And then as students get into their junior and senior year, they start picking pathways, which are not binding. Just because you choose to pursue a skilled trades pathway doesn't mean that you have to pursue that career field. But we want to make sure that they are prepared to pursue that if they choose to.
So we're here with FlexTech Brighton and FlexTech Novi and CS Partners, who is the management company that partners with both of those schools. They were the winner of the 2019 Innovation and Vision Award for Central Michigan University, and they partnered together for that award, which lends us to think that you guys also partnered during the year. Kim, can you talk a little bit about how you guys partner with these two different schools and how that comes together for you all?
Yeah, so as we mentioned before, obviously FlexTech Brighton is our flagship campus, and there's so much that Novi has been able to learn from Brighton as they continue to foster our growth. But one of the biggest pieces that we're able to partner together with is in developing our staff. So a lot of work that we do together because we are each small in and of ourselves, but together we can do more. We do a lot of collaboration. When our teachers are creating projects to do, they have the opportunity then to share those projects with the Brighton teachers, and they can provide feedback for one another. We also together partnered with KnowledgeWorks, and so KnowledgeWorks has been working with our campuses to further evolve our instructional plan. And so there's been a lot of thinking and coming together around how can our instructional framework improve and what are all the little facets that make us who we are and together more powerful. So something that we've been thinking about and potentially will be able to do because we have different programs at each of the campuses is to work together where our students could actually go to the Brighton campus or come from the Brighton campus to the Novi campus. And so those are things that are still kind of out there as possibilities. And so just any opportunity that we can to work together, I think it's we're basically the same school. We have the same ideologies and the same purpose. It's just we happen to be in two different cities. So I think, yeah, the more collaboration we can do, the better. And so we do. We partner together as often as we can.
And I know last time I was at the Novi location, some of the students were showing me some of their projects. They were leading up to Project Showcase. And as a person not in the school every day, I really saw like the excitement and the pride they had in the work they did. They were so excited to share about what they had been working on. Can you talk a little bit more about really what you see from these students working with them every day and kind of this passion that they have for learning because of this unique model that you have?
Yeah, I think that really goes back to the student agency pillar. Because our students have so much at stake, they've helped build that school, and they have so much voice and choice in the projects that they're doing, in the type of activities that happen at the school. You can just see that pride radiate all the time when you walk through the doors. What I love, too, is just because so many of the projects are collaborative and students have to work together and work that out, there's this like kinship amongst the students. They really watch out for one another. They have each other's backs, and the staff as well. So our advisory program really reinforces that. Every student has an adult they can go to that is not just a teacher, but really an advocate who's going to help them create that life plan for themselves after they leave FlexTech. All of those things combined, I think, create that energy that you feel when you walk through the door at FlexTech, because it's not something where, you know, in some schools, education is being done to the student, they're the recipients. Our kids are creating this experience for themselves and for each other. And that's really the difference that you feel when you walk in a FlexTech.
Yeah, and you really do, like I said, you really do feel that energy from the students, and certainly from an administrative level to Nick and Kim, kind of what feeling does that give you of the purpose of your work every day and why you do what you do?
I would just say that relationship piece, because of that, is like it is so apparent when you walk in the door. And so as an administrator, like walking in and having that feeling, getting that feeling, or having parents and visitors tell you, like, I can just feel how amazing it is in this school when I walk in the door. Like, you can just feel the energy. It's huge, but it's not me. It's the teachers. It's the students. It's the entire culture that we've all built together that just, I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible to be able to say that I am the administrator of that school, but I don't take, you know, like, it's not because of me. I don't take credit for it. I think that I just have this amazing staff and these amazing students who all want to do whatever brings them joy, and whatever fulfills their passions, and they're all out to seize that while they're at FlexTech. And so that's what's really incredible.
Yeah, I would echo that. I mean, we have an incredibly committed staff and student body, to committed to their own education, committed to making the most out of their educational experience. And that is on full display. I think we've recognized Project Showcase. So for me, I actually joined the school almost a year ago today. And so I didn't get the opportunity to see a showcase until I had been kind of on the job for 4 months. And I knew the school was awesome. I saw that every day. But then leaving Project Showcase for the first time in the spring of 2019, I was like, you know, I was buzzing for like the next, from the rest of the school year. It was an incredible experience to see all of that hard work that isn't always apparent on a day-to-day basis come to fruition in the Project Showcase that happens at the end of the semester. So, yeah, it's invigorating to be able to see such passion and excitement around education at the high school level. It's something that, unfortunately, we don't get to see enough of in the education setting, but at FlexTech, I think we do.
So I have to imagine, based on what we've heard, that you guys have some incredible student stories, perhaps an individual student story. Without violating FERPA, are there any stories that either of you would like to share?
I'll go first. So the first student that comes to mind when you say that, he actually just graduated from FlexTech last year. He came to us his junior year. And a big part of what we do, too, when we're meeting potential students is we sit down and we have an interview process, not for the sake of whether or not they get admitted, but for an opportunity for us to find out if we're a good fit for them and if they feel like we are a good fit for them. And so I remember this particular student coming in with his mom, and I sat down with them for the interview. And the whole time we were having the interview, he was like doodling. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I'm trying to make eye contact because, you know, I want to be like, okay, can you read me? Can I read you? Are we feeling this, feeling like this is a good fit? And so as we're kind of, he's kind of answering the questions, you know, to the side while he's doodling. And his mom is kind of filling in the blanks and things like that. But he starts talking about how he had created these little vehicles, and he had changed the way that the wheels were laid out compared to other mobile vehicles, and that it had increased the speed so much. And this is not my forte. Like, I'm an English person. So I'm just listening with fascination and smiling, nodding, trying to understand, you know, everything that he's saying. And so, long story short, he ends up joining FlexTech Novi. And his senior year, he's looking for the right fit for college. And so, you know, he's like, you know, I really want to go to one of these engineering schools because, you know, I just have this mind for engineering, and I know that I can create something amazing, and I've been working on it since, you know, the dawn of time. And so we're trying to find the right fit, trying to find the right fit. And so we had happened to have had a college and career fair, and we had this gentleman come in from Ohio Tech, and he was talking about all these things that they were doing with vehicles. Once again, not my forte, but I was like, wow, I need to introduce him to this student. And so lo and behold, I put the two of them together, and it was just like an instant kinship. Like, they just connected right away. And suddenly, like, what had started to become senioritis, like, took an incredible like turn for like, I got to get my grades up. I got to get things going. I got to make this count. I've got to get into this school. And so just like bringing in people, making that communication happen, all of a sudden now he's a sophomore at Ohio Tech, and even better, he's now coming to meet with our students currently, because now we have other students who are interested and want to follow in that field. So, I mean, it's little things like this that happen all the time that just happened to be the one story that came to mind, because for me, it was a really significant situation. But yeah, we see those kinds of things all the time, and the incredible ideas that these students have, and that sometimes, like, you know, we're always trying to think outside of the box. Like, as a FlexTech, we live outside of the box. But there's those certain situations that even outside of the box, you know, you're trying to like go around in circles, like, how can I help this kid? What can I do for this kid? And that whole, you know, being able to make it come together, that click, it's just incredible. And it's so powerful. And then to tie up the little story, I got an email from this young man's mom just, you know, like a month ago or so, just letting me know how he's thriving. And she's so excited. And she couldn't have done it. They couldn't have done it without FlexTech. And so that is just, I mean, that's what it's all about. So that's my story.
Do I have to top that?
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you guys have a million more. So, yeah, if you want to, you can.
You know, yeah, I think in general, our school's just provided that opportunity for a lot of students. A lot of parents have come to us and said, you know, I couldn't even get my kid out of bed before coming to FlexTech, providing that environment for social anxiety, or students with social anxiety to be able to come and feel safe and then feel like they have some voice and choices is huge for us. So, I'm thinking of, one student that I met almost exactly a year ago who really needed a minor miracle to get to graduation. And we said that. We said, this is going to take everything you've got. We had a time crunch to get him to graduation before the end of summer school. And I saw his advisor, Chris Kiambao, really pour himself into this student and, follow up with him, make sure that he was getting outside tutoring, just continuously, you know, pouring everything that he had into getting the student across the finish line to graduation. Similar to Kim, also thinking of that parent that came to us like basically in tears in July of last year when we were able to hand him his diploma and say that he made it. And I think we all believed he could, but still at the same time, we were wondering if it was going to happen. And we were just extremely proud of bringing that student across to reach his high school diploma, and then now he's on working in upstate Michigan. But so there's those stories too, where school didn't necessarily come easy, or they weren't necessarily finding that click in their previous school. And through that commitment, through the advisory program, through knowing that there was an adult at the building that wanted to make you or help you get across that finish line to graduation, I mean, that's really powerful for us.
Yeah, and certainly over the many years that both locations have been open, I'm sure, like we've said, you guys probably have so many amazing stories from the sounds of it of the students and families that you've impacted. So, and I know, too, that we always love to ask our guests about people that had an impact on their lives, specifically as this is an education podcast, of teachers that had an impact on your life. So we definitely want to go around and hear everybody's stories in that light as well. So I guess, Sarah, if we can start with you, is there a teacher that really had an impact, especially because all of you are in education as well, that really drove your future and why you do what you do every day?
Sure. And we were talking about this on the drive up. It's so hard to pick one person. And I know that's a cliche, but you don't want to leave anybody out because I had so many really impactful teachers along the way. But the person that I settled on is somebody that I actually am still in contact with today. She was my high school English teacher, one of my high school English teachers. And she really saw my passion for writing. And at the time, I was writing really bad poetry in high school. And I had a group of friends. We all wanted to be writers. And so she kind of saw that. And I had approached her like, I want to start this literary magazine for the school. And she helped me. She invested her time outside of class to like help me put this thing together and advised us on how to do it. And we actually published a series of literary magazines over the next couple of years. But I just remember that story because at FlexTech, that's really what it's about. It's about helping kids cultivate their passions and helping them see something through to the end. And this wasn't something that was part of a classroom project. This was a side thing that she did for me above and beyond what she... I was already an amazing teacher, but she did this kind of above and beyond. And so that stuck with me. And I think that's something that I brought with me to FlexTech when I was leading at Novi, was thinking about how could I tie together student interests with what they were learning about in school already and really help them realize that passion and have fun at school and really find meaning. So
That's awesome. Kim, do you have a teacher that you want to share about?
Oh, yes. I was going to say, you know, as educators, I feel like we always want to be that person for every student that we teach. And just because we're not always that person, it doesn't mean that we didn't make, you know, some amazing difference in their life. But this one particular teacher that I want to shout out, he was my eighth grade history teacher. We started off on kind of a bad note as far as I got called back to his desk once, and he had sent me on an errand. And then when I came back from the errand, he was like, you know, I need to talk to you. I heard that you don't like me. And I was like, what? You know, like, no, I would never say that. I might have. But I was like, no. Like, I think you're great. And so then from that moment, I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was like trying to be really good in his class, trying to make sure I got everything turned in on time. And he was an incredible teacher to boot. Like, he did all these interactive assignments. We did like role playing. We got to create our own like communities and things like that. Like, everything was very much creative based and project based, even for that time. But what happened was, what was really cool was that one of the projects that I did for the Revolutionary War, I made a comic book, and I ended up getting called back to his desk again, and I was scared. Like, oh gosh, what did I do this time? But he was like, you know, Kim, this is really good. And I was like, really? He's like, this is incredible. I didn't know you could draw. I was like, well, I didn't know. I didn't know you wanted to know. He ended up being my ninth grade history teacher and my 10th grade history teacher. He followed my class up. And somewhere around those early high school years, I started writing children's books or children's stories and trying to get them published. And he was the teacher that helped me like seek out the publishing companies and things like that. So I guess, like, just to shout him out, it was just this incredible relationship that grew out of, you know, like, he was obviously zeroed in on every student and whether or not he was making an impact in their lives. And so he called me out early on, and then we ended up, you know, becoming, even to this day, he is one of my mentors in education. So just a really great story there. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, for me, similar to Sarah, you know, there's so many and you hate to leave anyone out, but one that always jumps in, to the top of my mind is Mr. Jeff Dwyer. He was my ninth grade biology teacher. And the story that stands out to me is, it was the end of semester one, and getting all A's was something that was pretty important to me back then. And I had, I think, you know, like an 89.4%. And so I went to him and said, what can I do to get that A? Right. And, you know, rather than like hand me a packet or say, I'm sorry, you know, good luck next time, he said, well, design your own experiment. This is before, you know, the internet was really helpful with that. So I had to build my own experiment. He suggested I look up one in a science book. And I remember growing radishes under different wavelengths of light in a closet in my basement. And I had this whole apparatus of different light bulbs and filters and, you know, documented this and found the impact that the green wavelength wasn't very helpful in growing light. That's what's reflected. And so that experiment that I can point to and remember that, right? I can't remember the test I took. I can't remember the final, but I can remember that experiment. And those are the experiences that as an educator, I sought to create as a science teacher when I taught science, and then also, you know, as a school for FlexTech.
Yeah, and certainly I heard a mention of projects in all three stories there, mm-hmm. So that's great to hear.
Well, we want to thank our guests for joining us today. FlexTech Brighton and FlexTech Novi, managed by and partnership with CS Partners, the winners of the 2019 Innovation and Vision Award. You guys talked about the 21st century learning that you are bringing to students, and it's evident that you're not only engaging those students in 21st century opportunities, but providing them with a path towards their future. And so we appreciate you guys for what you're doing and look forward to additional great things in the future.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back to Charter Central. We just finished with our Innovation and Vision Award recipient from 2019, FlexTech Brighton and FlexTech Novi. We were really excited to have them here to talk about the innovative work that they're doing in their high schools. But it reminded me, Janelle, that we have another annual conference coming up and another Innovation and Vision Award to hand out.
Absolutely. And that's what great interview and great insights from the team from FlexTech High Schools from both the Novi and Brighton location, like Orlando said. Last year was the first year that we had the Innovation and Vision Award opportunity for our CMU partner schools. So it was a first annual as the winner. The FlexTech High Schools received some great prizes, including recognition at the annual conference, and certainly the main prize for the first place school is $1,500 to use at their school. So they were excited about that, and we were excited to offer that platform for our schools to share their stories. So because everybody loved it so much, we're happy to be back for a second year. So our second annual Innovation and Vision Award cycle actually just kicked off recently. Schools should have received an email with information on the timeline, but just wanted to share briefly some of the main points of the timeline. The first stage of the contest is to submit proposals of if you were chosen as a finalist of what your presentation would be about. So really just a brief description of what makes your school unique. Do you have great community partnerships to share about? Are you doing innovative things in your building? And we certainly know everybody is, and everybody has great things that they want to be able to share. So that brief paragraph needs to be submitted by April 3rd. The email that schools received have the links of where to do that at. Information is also available on our website at thecenterforcharters.org. So make sure and get those submitted in by April 3rd. We're going to go ahead and announce the finalists of the schools that are chosen to move forward by April 17th. And then that gives the spring and the summer for those finalists to really prepare for the annual conference. We like to give schools the flexibility, as this is an innovation award, to be innovative and creative in the format that they choose to present at the annual conference. So those finalists will have 5 minutes at the annual conference to really share about what makes their school unique, any partnerships, really be creative and use this as a platform to share with your colleagues all the great work you're doing. So that could be a PowerPoint, a video, really anything that you can come up with. I know we saw a lot of great things from our three finalists last year of everybody being really creative and how they wanted to present to the group. So at the annual conference, after the presentations, all of the attendees vote. So the winner is really chosen by your colleagues by a vote of everyone that's at the conference. So the annual conference, like Orlando said, is coming up here August 18th. We're going to be in Novi at the Suburban Collection Showplace. We're really looking forward to, again, this year extending that conference invitation to not only our board members, our school leaders, and community partners, but also to all the teachers and educators in CMU partner schools. So really encourage everyone to take the opportunity to bring your staff out for a great day of professional development. State continuing education clock hours are offered, and we're going to have a lot of exciting sessions as we roll through the spring that we'll be announcing. So we really welcome all of our schools to come out that day. Registration's now open on our website, and we're excited to not just have the conference, but also give our schools this platform through the Innovation and Vision Award. To share what makes you great and what unique opportunities you're offering to the students that attend your schools. So like we said, great to have the team from FlexTech here today. Really excited to showcase the innovative things they're doing. Very clear of why they were chosen as a finalist for this award, and certainly that their colleagues voted for them to win the award at the annual conference. So we appreciate their time, and we'll see you next episode.